Welcome, my awesome friends. I'm so excited to have you here today, and I'm also excited to let you know that it's official. My membership for moms of kids on the autism spectrum has been opened, and you can check it out on my website, awesomeautismtools.com/membership. And now sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Today, I'm going to explain the AO scanner and how I like to use this with my daily clients. I'm actually going to read a script that I've prepared because it's quantum entanglement, it's science. So I'll read a script, I'll probably go off script as I'm talking, but I wanted to make sure I explained everything really clearly. So I usually have just an outline and I just speak what comes out of my head and my heart, but I'm going to be a little bit more directed today. So imagine you're tuning a radio station. You don't see the waves, but when the frequency is just right, the sound comes through loud and clear. Our bodies work in a similar way. Everything in us, around us, and even beyond us is energy vibrating at different frequencies. This concept isn't new. It was explored by some of the greatest thinkers in history: Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, Marie Curie, and Raymond Rife. They all understood that at its most basic level, all matter is energy. Even Einstein said, all matter is energy. So what does this mean for me and you? Well, if you looked at your hand with your eyes, you can see skin. You can't see muscles, but you know muscles and bones are under there. It looks solid. But if you zoomed in with a high-powered microscope past the skin, past the cells, and past even the atoms, you'd see something incredible, pure energy vibrating constantly. In fact, scientifically speaking, we are actually 99.99999% energy. Nikola Tesla once said, "It would seem as though the Creator himself electrically designed this planet." And that's just kind of cool to think about. If you think about how everything around us is made out of energy and has a frequency, even this microphone and this computer and this desk, it has a frequency and an energy to it. So as an energy worker, when I'm working one-on-one with a client, I tap into their energy. And we're going to talk a little bit about how distance energy work works in context of the AO scanner. I feel like the AO scanner is like a computer version of what I do, and in some cases can be even better than what I do because it can go to a deeper level and can work much more efficiently than I can. So let me explain a little bit about what the AO scanner does. It actually can do so much. I'm just going to touch today on three of the programs that I use every day for my daily clients that want the AO scan work done. So in short, the AO scanner listens to the body's frequencies. Just like a tuning fork detects when an instrument is out of tune, the scanner can pick up which parts of the body are vibrating in harmony and which are not. It does this through biofrequencies, signals that your body is constantly sending out. If something is out of balance, the scanner can identify it. And the truly amazing part is it doesn't just tell you what's off, it can send balancing frequencies back to your body, helping it return to a healthier state. Think of it like checking a Wi-Fi signal. Even though the connection is invisible, it determines how well your phone or laptop functions. The AO scanner works in a similar way, but instead of just checking your internet connection, it can fix it, it can improve it. But it's checking your body's energetic balance. So people wonder, and I actually wondered, how does the AO scanner work from a distance? Which is kind of funny because I do energy work at a distance. I've done it that way for over, 12 years. At first, I would work one-on-one in person with clients, but it came to a point where now 99% of my clients, I'm working with them over the phone, or sometimes they'll text me and I'll work on them without even talking to them. And actually, I do that a lot, especially with my daily clients. I'm not talking to them every day. I'm just tuning into their energy and doing work on them So it's funny to me that I used the AO scanner for myself and my family members before I started using it distance. And even though logically I understood that it could work, I just was kind of like, I don't know. I know how to do that myself, but do I trust this program to do it? I wasn't really sure. So how can a scan be run on someone who's miles or a whole country away? And the answer lies in something called quantum entanglement, a principle in quantum physics that Albert Einstein once called spooky action at a distance. Quantum entanglement tells us that no matter the distance between two particles, they can still instantly affect each other. This concept isn't just theoretical, it's been scientifically proven. In fact, in 2022, researchers won the Nobel Prize in Physics for capturing quantum entanglement in real time. So when a distance scan is run, the AO scanner is not limited by physical space. It connects to the unique energetic fingerprint of the person receiving the scan, much like how a cell phone connects to a specific number, no matter where in the world that person is. So how does it know you are you? And I'm going to pop up in my notes really quick because I found this really good explanation. In math and science, 2 points define a line, 3 points define space, 4 points define a plane, 5 or more points define an object. So the more points, the higher the definition. So in the AO scan, when I have a client that wants to do that, I create an energetic profile for them. I put information into the AO scan program with at least 5 or more points, such as their name, their birthday, their gender, their height, their weight, a photo, maybe a voice sample. And I don't need all 7 of those, but I need at least 5 of those. And that helps to create this energetic fingerprint that when I'm then sending out information or gathering information from their energetic body, that's how it finds them. Okay, let me scroll back down. You can see why I took notes and am following them as I'm talking about it. It's so much information. But hopefully I'm explaining it simply enough that it can make sense. So again, for some reason, I believed I could do this energetically. I think because when I'm doing energy work on people, I literally feel their energy. Like I can sense their energy. And so it was easy for me to believe because I felt it. And with the AO scanner, I'm like, I can't feel anything. I'm just trusting, which I guess most people just have to trust because they probably don't feel. But within the last few months, I've been using the AO scanner on my daily clients with great success. So I now do trust that it can work via distance. Okay, so now that we understand that it can work via distance, how is it that our body responds to frequency? Let's talk a little bit more about frequency, and then I'll explain the 3 different ways that I use the AO scan each day for my daily clients. So everything around us carries frequency. Food, emotions, music, thoughts, even words, even this desk. Have you heard of Masaru Emoto? He showed how words can literally change the molecular structure of water. It's fascinating. I can share a link where you can see how water froze in different crystals. And if kind words had been spoken, it was beautiful. And if unkind words were spoken, the crystals were out of shape. They weren't beautiful. That's like a visual example of how words can affect us and frequencies can affect us. And since our bodies are made up mostly of water, we are constantly being affected by the frequencies around us. Our heart actually has an incredible electromagnetic field that extends beyond our body. It can be measured several feet away. And the Heart Math Institute has found that our heart's electrical field is actually 60 times stronger than our brain's electrical field. And even in our cells, they have found that our mitochondria, which are the tiny powerhouses inside our cells, actually act like antennas, constantly taking in energetic information from the environment around us. So the AO scanner is able to connect with a client and check their frequencies in many different ways. I'll explain the three ways I have it do every day for my daily clients. Check their frequencies and then send back frequencies that help to balance the frequencies that are out of balance. So the three things I do, the first is a vital scan. This is like an energetic lab work. You can think of it as a snapshot of your body's energetic biology. Vital scan evaluates over 550 blueprint frequencies against the one your body is currently producing. So this scan looks at everything from blood, organs, and glands to chakras, meridian systems, nutritional balances, physical functions, and even toxicities. It's like getting an energetic lab report without needles or blood draws. Honestly, the information that I get from these scans is overwhelming to my brain. I can send it to my clients. I usually don't every day because it's just so much information. But I do know I can see how out of balance it was at the first scan. Then the frequencies are sent, and then it scans what changes have been made with those positive frequencies. The second scan that I run every day is the body system scan. This scan takes a deeper look at 13 major body systems and how they are functioning: circulatory, digestive, endocrine, lymphatic, nervous system, and more. The AO scanner can identify exactly what needs support and begin optimizing it immediately by sending the positive frequencies to help the ones that are out of balance get into balance. So imagine being able to zero in on specific systems and give them exactly what they need to move towards balance. Those two I do for my clients that want a daily AO scan. And then I often add Cepheid frequencies and affirmations. With my newer clients, sometimes I just start with those first two scans for a few weeks and then add the Cepheid frequencies and affirmations a little later. It just kind of depends, of course, on what my clients want. Cepheid stands for Subtle Energy Frequency Imprinter. The creator of the AO scan has gathered frequencies of thousands of different things in the world. And what I do is I make playlists of those frequencies that I can then send out to my clients. Let me give you an example of some of the playlists I have. Allergy, autism, self-injurious behavior frequencies, autism general frequencies. So when I say autism self-injurious behavior frequencies, it's not ones that cause it, rather it's ones that help to balance imbalances that are leading to those behaviors. Constipation, coughs, ear pain, skin healing. I had a surgery where I had stitches and I created a playlist to help my skin heal. Healthy hearts, inflammation reduction, insect bites. My son is serving a mission in the Philippines and I created a playlist that I send out to him every day to help protect him from insects and to mitigate any reactions from bites he might receive. Sleep. I have certain playlists to help people sleep. TMJ, fatigue, UTIs. And if you had something else specific, I could create a playlist specifically for that symptom and then send it out to you every morning. Along with those Cepheid frequencies, I add affirmations that, again, are specific for you. This step is entirely personalized. I will muscle test to find the most beneficial frequency playlist for each client, as well as positive affirmations tailored to the areas they are looking for improvement in. So those are the three things that I use the AO scan for every day on my daily clients. And I'm happy to report people have had great success and positive responses to the AO scanner. So when I run these scans, I'm not just looking at random data. I'm seeing how the body is energetically performing, identifying what's out of sync and applying the exact frequencies needed to restore balance. And actually, I'm not doing that. The AO scanner is. It's much smarter than I am. The fact that this can be done remotely without physical contact is possible because of quantum entanglement. Just like our ability to connect energetically beyond distance, much like a phone call instantly reaching a loved one across the world. At the end of the day, everything is frequency. The thoughts we think, the words we speak, the environment we surround ourselves with, all of it influences our health. The AO scanner allows us to harness the powers of frequency to actively work toward energetic balance. So what does this all mean for us? It means that every part of us is influenced by frequency, whether we're aware of it or not. We are either vibrating at a frequency of health or dis-ease, and the AO scanner allows us to not only identify areas that are out of balance, but actually send corrective frequencies back to those areas, helping the body return to a state of harmony. Think of it like tuning an instrument. If a guitar string is off key, you adjust it until it sounds just right. That's exactly what the AO scanner does with your body's energetic frequencies. And the best part, it works from anywhere. The same way you can use a cell phone to call someone across the world, the AO scanner connects to your unique energy signature, no matter where you are. At the end of the day, we don't have to fully understand every detail of how it works. I understand it on one level. However, I understand there's science that's much more complex than my brain can understand. But just like I don't need to understand how Wi-Fi or Bluetooth works in order to use them, I just need to know it does work and then choose to use it. If everything is energy, why wouldn't we work with it to optimize our health? So if you're interested in learning more about the AO scanner, there's different ways you can use it. One, you can get a subscription for $149 a month and have your own AO scanner and use it at home. And they have like 12 to 14 different ways to use the AO scanner, not just the three ways that I use it with my daily clients. So that's one option. That is certainly a great option. You can reach out to me. I can let you know how to do that. Or if you want, as a daily client, that's something that I offer, is to do those three specific parts of the AO scanner on you every day. The vital scan, the body system scan, and sending out Cefri frequencies and affirmations to you. Please let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if this made sense. I really try to organize it and explain it in a simple yet meaningful way, and I hope I was able to do that. Thanks for listening today. If you're looking for some extra support, you can dive deeper in my private podcast, which is available to my newsletter subscribers. And if you're interested in signing up for a session with me, go to awesomeautismtools.com. There's a link for both in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a tip or a tool. And I'd love it if you would support me by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. You can take a screenshot or you can share it directly from your podcast app.